At the end of Parsha Shlach in the Maftir, we read a number of familiar psukim, familiar to us from our daily recitation of the Shema twice a day at Shachris and Mariv, and that is the Parsha of Tzitzis, or what has been incorporated as the final paragraph of our daily recitation of Shema, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Daber el ben Yisrael, V'yamart elehem V'sulem Tzitzis, these familiar psukim. And I'd like to focus on a particular beautiful medrash, which elaborates on in Darshan's two of these psukim. The pasuk tells us in Perek Tesvav, pasuk Lamates, "B'haya lachem letzitzis uri isem oso." We should see the tzitzis. Uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You'll remember all the mitzvos. Vasisem asam, and you'll do them. Lo susur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. You will not wander after your eyes and heart. Rashi actually explains that lo susuru is coming from the lashon of mitura taaretz, which we saw earlier in the parsha, of being kind of a spy, that your eyes will be a spy. What exactly that means, we'll get to in a moment in the medrash. Asher tem zonim achareim, but these are the things your heart and your eyes can lead you astray. Rather, pasuk mem leman tizkru v'asisem, you should remember and do as kol mitzvosai v'yisem kedoshim lehechem, do all the mitzvos and be sanctified for Hashem, your God. So the Medrash Rabbah here in Parsha Yud Zayin, Simon Vav, darshins these psukim in a very, very beautiful way. And the Medrash starts off with the initial phrase that caught our attention, and that is the lo sosuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. And you see right away that the Medrash notes that the psukim are making our sinning contingent on some combination of our heart and our eyes. And it's not exactly clear what the Torah has in mind and why these two parts of the body and how they work and what exactly is going on. So the Medrash explains, Halev einayim heim sarsurin laguf. They are like the agents, so to speak, of the body. Shem mezanin es haguf. They lead the body astray. So first of all, that's itself an important idea. Rashi actually quotes a variation of this from the Medrash Tanchuma. But the idea that the ayin roeh, as Rashi quotes it, v'halev chomeid. Before we do any sin, we've seen, we visualized whatever it is that we want, and because of that vision that we had, our heart desires, and that is what leads the body to sin. So the tzitzis are counteracting that and telling us, focus on the tzitzis and not after what you see and then what your heart wants. The Medrash then continues with the continuation of the pasuk, which told us, Laman tizkru v'asisem es kol mitzvosai, that you should remember and do all the mitzvos. And here the Medrash does two things which are incredibly important. Number one, it gives us a very powerful metaphor and mashal, which will help us remember the idea. But number two, it also expands on the message of the psukim. And as understood by Chazal, these psukim are a lesson not only about tzitzis, but also about mitzvos in general. Says the Medrash, mashal echad, mushlach letoch hamayim, somebody falls overboard and he's in danger of drowning in the sea. And what happens? Hoshit hakabarnit esachevel, the captain of the ship, throws a lifeline to this person and he tells him, tfos chevel zeh biyadcha, grab this lifeline, grab this rope, al tanicheo, don't let go, shim tanicheo ein lecha chayim, because if you let go, you will not live. The nimshal being the lesson for us, says the Medrash, just like that is the case with that lifeline, so too, Af kach amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to us, kol zman she'atem medubakim b'mitzvos, when you grab hold to the mitzvos, as the pasuk says in Ekev, atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kuchem ayom, only if you're daveik, only if you're cleaving, if you're truly holding on to the mitzvos, like a lifeline, then chayim kuchem. And what is so important and so powerful about this is that, number one, that metaphor of the lifeline of someone drowning and holding on something for dear life, that is a powerful metaphor, and one which I think clearly on one level is intended to very vividly describe the potent spiritual power of the strings of the tzitzis, like the lifeline. However, as I mentioned in advance, the Medrash very subtly expands the context. The Medrash does not explicitly say that hold on to the tzitzis like a lifeline. The Medrash actually says hold on to all mitzvos. And I think this is very, very significant, not least of which, because half the population, as is our practice, does not wear tzitzis. Women do not wear tzitzis. So how are these psukim relevant on a practical level to women? And the answer, according to the Medrash, I think is very beautiful, that while tzitzis have a particular role to play and a particular potency for the men who wear the tzitzis and the talis, however, the tzitzis are really just one example of the broader role of mitzvos as being our spiritual lifeline. As the Medrash says so beautifully, Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Zman She'atem Medubakim B'mitzvos. It's not just about tzitzis, it's about all mitzvos as personified by the tzitzis. And the Medrash continues along this line in a very beautiful way, driving the point home again for men and women, for all of us. The Pasuk continues, V'hiyisem Kidoshim, that if you do these mitzvos, if you follow the tzitzis, you don't go after your eyes and your heart, you will then be, do with all the mitzvos, visim kedoshim le'elokeichem. That was the end of the pasuk. So the Medrash says, if you do the mitzvos, b'zman she'atem osim es ha'mitzvos atem kudoshim, you become sanctified, ve'emoschem mutelem al amos. And as a reward for that, says the Medrash, your fear will be put onto the nations of the world, you will be protected, Hashem will reward you and protect you. However, if you ignore the mitzvos, if we lose them, then we are mechulal, we are desanctified, mechulal, we lose our kedusha, and unfortunately then we would be in great danger. And last but not least, the Medrash ends on a powerful and a poignant note. Amar la makarish baruch hu liyisrael, b'olam hazeh adi yetzahara, atem porshim min hamitzvos. That the yetzahara leads us astray in this world, and that's why we need the lifeline of tzitzis, and more importantly, the lifeline of all 613 mitzvos. That's what's so, so important, an acknowledgement of this reality, that in this world we very much have Yetzirah, we have temptations, therefore we need the mitzvahs to be our lifeline. However, there's a hopeful note that sometime in the future, Lasid Lavo, in the time of Mashiach or Olam Haba, whatever exactly is being implied, on the Okro, then there will no longer be a Yetzirah. But in this world, we have a realistic picture of a Yetzirah, and the mitzvahs as our lifeline.